Around Dodge City and in the territory on West, there's just one way to handle the killers and the spoilers. And that's with a U.S. Marshal and the smell of gun smoke.
I've met a lot of strange people in my travels away from San Francisco. Little did I realize that right here in my own hotel, I would meet the most unusual of them all.
Buck Benny, the two-fisted, quick-triggered marksman who shoots from the hip and never misses.
Well, hello again. This is Buck Benny speaking. Welcome to another episode of Gunsmoke and Have Gun Will Travel. Today's episode focuses on Kitty a little bit. And it's nice to have an episode every once in a while that focuses on Kitty or Doc or Chester instead of always Matt. So I do like these episodes when they do this, and they carry that into the series as well and feature the different actors different times. I hope you're enjoying all the Westerns we present to you. I thought I'd mention that last week that my favorite episodes were the black and white years when they were an hour long, because they featured more, they could breathe a little bit more. And really, one of the main reasons is like this episode where you can focus on a different character like Kitty for an episode, or Chester for a whole hour, and really get to know that character a little better than any little half hour pieces we have. And often these episodes, even though they're kind of about that person a little bit more, sometimes they're just more about that person getting into a situation than Matt having to get them out of the situation. But anyway, enjoy today's episode, and we will see you next time.
Gunsmoke, brought to you by L&M Filters. This is it. L&M is best. Stands out from all the rest. Around Dodge City and in the territory on West, there's just one way to handle the killers and the spoilers, and that's with a U.S. Marshal and the smell of gun smoke. Gunsmoke, starring William Conrad. The transcribed story of the violence that moved west with young America. And the story of a man who moved with it.
I'm that man. Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet. It's a chancy job, and it makes a man watchful. And a little lonely.
Marshal.
Oh, Mr. Hightower, how are you this morning?
Fine, thank you.
Hello, Matt.
Well, hello, Kitty.
What are you doing in here this time of day?
Just looking for a little shelter.
What?
From his son. Oh. Yeah, I figure I can keep the peace in here as well as out there in that heat.
Well, you're that lazy. We better go sit down.
Yeah, you know, that's a good idea.
Oh, there's a table over there next to Olive and Kate.
Oh, okay. Say, Who's the old man they're sitting with?
Well, I don't know. He came in just before you did.
Hey, Kitty. Huh? Kitty, you're missing all the fun.
I don't hear your friend laughing.
Oh, he's crazy. Hello, Marshal.
Hello, Olive. Kate.
Marshal, sit down.
No, thanks, Kate.
Oh,
we're going to sit
on. Oh, come on, Marshal, Kitty.
Shall we, Kitty? Okay.
Kitty, you got to hear this. What'd you say your name is, old man?
Well, I ain't so old. My name is Nip Cullors.
Nip Cullors?
I ain't a day over 60.
Or a day under. Tell me, how come you never been to Dodge before?
I only just bought me a ranch down on Crooked Creek.
What's that got to do with it?
I ain't never been in Kansas before. I made my money mining out in Arizona. I'm rich now. My ma died.
You mean your wife?
No. Ma, my mama. Mama, she was real old. She kind of crippled up, but she died, and now I can get married.
You mean that a man your age has never been married?
I was, but she died a long time ago.
You have any kids?
Some, but they all run off soon as they got big enough.
Now, this is kind of sad, Matt.
Yeah.
So you come to Dodge looking for a wife, huh?
Yeah, I'm going to find me one, too.
What makes you think you're going to find one here?
Well, there's women here. I figured I'd look them over.
And take your pick.
Well, how else?
Listen, there isn't enough gold in the world to get me to marry an old, ugly coot like you.
Me either. You're about as romantic as a turkey buzzard.
Why, I've seen water dogs I'd sooner cuddle.
I wouldn't get any closer to you than I am now to save me from hanging.
Olive, that's me.
Well, look at him.
Well, he can't help it. I mean, you don't have to talk to him like that.
He's an old fool.
He isn't doing you any harm, Kate.
No, I don't mean to do no harm. But I gotta find a wife.
You don't need a wife. You need a bell around your neck and one leg tied up.
I've had enough of this.
Now, Kitty.
I'll handle this. Olive, you and Kate get out of here and leave him alone.
What?
You heard me. Get out, both of you.
Since when did you start running things around here?
You ever see me fight?
Kitty, will you take it easy?
You girls will look like scarecrows when I'm done with you. You're first, Olive. Get up.
Look, I don't want any trouble with you, Kitty.
Then get away from this table.
I'm going.
You too, Kate.
Sure. We don't want to talk to him anyway.
You gotta excuse him, mister. They learn all that talk from the cowboys and such that come in here.
They said that your name is Kitty?
Yeah, that's right.
You're very nice, Kitty.
Oh, sometimes a woman can handle women better than a man can.
You're pretty, too.
Yeah. Well, you better stay out of here, Nip. Go look for a wife someplace else.
Well, I don't have to.
What?
Not now. I found one.
You have?
You?
Me?
Sure. I didn't want either of them to. I was just looking them over, but I like you fine. You make a good wife.
Now, look, Nip, don't you go getting any ideas.
It's okay, Kitty. I'll take care of everything. I'll be back in a few days.
Well, wait, I've...
We'll get married then.
Matt?
well, Kitty, looks like you got yourself into something, doesn't it?
Try to be nice to somebody. Try to do a good deed. See what happens.
Oh, well, I wouldn't worry about it. Maybe you'll forget about it.
You think so?
No.
Oh, what am I going to do?
Why don't you marry him, Kitty?
You ever see me fight?
No, Kitty.
This is it, L&M Filters. It stands out from all the rest.
Miracle tip, much more flavor.
L&M's got everything.
It's the best.
Yes, L&M's got everything. Superior filtration, superior taste.
Superior filtration because of L&M's superior filter. White, all white, pure white. The purest tip that ever touched your lips.
Superior taste because of L&M superior tobaccos. Tasty, full of flavor and light and mild.
No doubt about it. L&M is America's best filter tip cigarette.
This is it. L&M filters.
L&M's got everything.
It's the best.
Well, the stage come in, Mr. Dillon.
Oh? No, didn't you think it would, Chester?
Oh, yes, sir. Sure, I knew it would. It was awful late, though.
Oh, was it?
Huh. Yes, sir, it was late.
Well, why?
Well, I declare, I don't know. I didn't bother to ask.
Oh, I see. Well, what else is new, Chester?
Well, sir, nothing I know of.
You know, Chester, you ought to stay in the office more and keep out of the sun.
Oh, well, the sun's already went down, Mr. Dillon.
Well, now, that's something new. I hadn't noticed that. Well, yes, sir, you're right. It has.
Well, yes, sir, it sure has.
Matt?
Oh, hello, Kitty. Come on in.
Evening, Miss Kitty.
Chester, Matt, you gotta do something.
What? Well, what's the trouble?
That Nip Cullors is back.
Say, I want to get a look at him.
Well, you will, Chester.
He's back already, huh?
It's been 3 days, and he's sure been busy.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, first he's gone and bought a lot of new clothes. Got himself all dooted up.
Well, he needed it.
Well, that's not the point. They're wedding clothes.
Oh?
He came into the Long Branch wearing them. He's over there now buying drinks for the house. Celebrating. I nearly died of shame, Matt. Everybody laughing at him and at me. I left. I got out.
Well, that's funny, Kitty. I'd have thought you'd have got mad or laughed it off yourself.
Matt, he's serious. I don't know how to stop him. And what's more, I am mad now. That's why I came here.
Oh.
I ran into the preacher on the street. And you know what he said? He's real pleased he's going to marry me and Nip Cullors tomorrow. That old fool's gone and set up a wedding.
Oh, my goodness.
It's got to stop. It's got to stop, Matt. You've got to help me.
Well, Kitty,
Please, Matt.
Oh, sure, Kitty. Of course I will. I'll go over there now and see what I can do.
Well, I'm going with you.
Well, you don't have to, Kitty.
I want to. The bar, talking to Olive.
Yeah. Now maybe he's changed his mind.
I doubt it.
Look at that beaver hat. He must be rich.
Matt, he's crazy. He's awful crazy. Oh.
Easy now, Kitty. It's going to be all right.
Hey, Kitty!
Oh, no.
Kitty! Hey, set up some drinks, bartender.
Sam. No, never mind.
Oh, what? Oh, you're the marshal, ain't you?
Yeah, that's right.
You come to the wedding, too, marshal. Everybody's invited.
Yeah, I'm going. I wouldn't miss it for nothing.
You'll miss the next 2 days if you don't shut up, Olive.
Now, wait a minute. Look, Cullors. Kitty says that she doesn't want to marry you.
Yeah, she told me that, too. Do you know how women are, Marshal? Kind of bashful-like.
Olive!
Kitty isn't a bashful woman, Cullors. She doesn't want to marry you. Now, can't you understand that?
But she can't back out now.
Oh, for mercy's sake, it's no use talking to her,
Matt. I gotta have me a wife, and I decided on her. That's how it's gonna be. And I'm coming by for her noon tomorrow. And we're going to get churched.
You come by at noon tomorrow or any other time, and I'm going to be waiting with a shotgun to blow your head off, and I mean it.
I think she does.
Well, now, that ain't no way to talk, Kitty.
All right, Colors, the talking's over.
What?
You get out of town or I'm going to lock you up.
Lock me up?
In jail, and you'll stay there till you're ready to quit bothering people.
Well, now, whoever heard of going to jail for wanting to get married?
You see?
I'm not going to argue with you, Colors. Now you take your choice right now.
You're the meanest marshal I ever met. I just ain't going to jail.
All right, Colors, come on.
No, let me go now. I'll leave. I don't want to go to jail.
All right, then get out.
Well, I'm going. But I'll be back, Kitty. You'll see.
And I'll be waiting with a shotgun.
Oh, Kitty. Oh.
Well, you let me know if he does come back, huh, Kitty?
You'll know. Thanks, Matt.
Yeah, sure.
Well, I'm kind of tired tonight. Well, it was a good dinner, though. Turkey and chocolate sauce. Well, can you imagine that? Turkey and
chocolate. Doc.
Yeah, huh?
Hey, Doc.
What?
Over here.
Oh. I didn't see you standing there, Matt.
Well, I don't like standing in the light very much.
Oh, no, I don't blame you.
Oh, where you been? On a call?
No, I had a late supper. I was busy until, after 10 o'clock tonight.
No? Have you ever at Delmonico's?
No, I wasn't. I went to that new Mexican place. I had some of their turkey and chocolate sauce. Say, you tried that?
Yeah, it's good, too.
Yes, it is. Well, I think I'll turn in now.
Okay. Wait a minute, Doc.
Why, it's Chester.
Mr. Dillon, you better come too, Doc.
What's the trouble, Chester?
Out back the stable. Old Nip Colors, he's been shot.
What?
Yes, sir. With a shotgun.
Well, Doc, how does he look?
He looks like a Virginia ham just sprinkled with cloves.
Well, now, that's no way for a doctor to talk. I've been shot.
It isn't my talk you should be worrying about. It's whether I can dig all those pellets out.
Ooh.
That's going to be quite a task. Yes, sir, it's going to be quite a task.
Well, why don't you get started? Before I die, die.
Oh, be quiet. Better get him up to my office, Matt. I'll need better light than that lantern of Chester's.
Well, one lantern's all I could get, Doc. You know, I ain't in the habit of carrying more than a half dozen around with me.
Never mind, Chester. Excuse me, Doc. Would you let me get on there, please?
Yes.
Colors, what happened? Who shot you?
You got gall asking a dying man foolish questions.
Doc doesn't think you're gonna die, Colors. Now tell me, did you hear or see anybody?
How could I see who shot me in the back?
I mean before that or after that.
I didn't care after. I just lay here hoping they wouldn't pepper me again.
And before it happened?
I didn't see nobody. But I can tell you who it was. You heard her. Kitty. He said she was going to shoot me with a shotgun, too.
Now, wait a minute. She said she'd shoot you if you came back bothering her, but that would just talk. Kitty wouldn't shoot anybody.
No. Look at my back.
Where'd the shot come from, Colors?
Out there, by the water trough.
Chester.
Yes, sir?
Bring that lantern, will you? Let's see what we can find over there.
What do you mean you're going to leave us here in the dark?
Well, it'll rest your eyes, Doc. You're going to need them. Come on, Chester.
Ow. Fine way to treat the dying man.
Hey, what if they're still around, Mr. Dillon? Won't they take a shot at us?
It's not us they're after, Chester. Here, hold that lantern down by the ground here where it's muddy, will you?
Okay.
Wait a minute.
Hmm?
No, back here, Chester. There. Look at that.
Well, I do declare, Mr. Dillon. Them is woman footprints.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Miss Kitty.
Come on in, Kitty.
What's this all about, Matt? Chester won't tell me a thing.
Well, sit on and I'll tell you.
Mm-hmm. Must be serious to have me dragged away from work at midnight.
Yes, it is, Kitty.
It hasn't got something to do with old nipped colors again, has it?
Have you heard anything?
No. What, Matt?
He got shot.
Got shot?
About a half hour ago by a woman. She used a shotgun.
You're thinking I did it.
Well, you were talking about doing it, weren't you?
I sure was. And you know something else? I went out to get some air about an hour ago. I took a walk. Alone. And I got back just before Chester came in. I don't even have an alibi.
Yeah. So, as soon as the word gets around, there are going to be a lot of people thinking you did it.
Sure.
Olive was there, too. She heard you threaten him.
She'll be real pleased to testify against me.
Yeah. Kitty, might be easier for you if you laid low till I find out who did this, huh?
How do you know I didn't?
Well, I don't know. Not that way. Not so as I could prove it legally.
All right, Matt. I'll lay low.
Mr. Dillon.
Yeah, what is it, Chester?
Somebody just went upstairs to Doc.
So?
I seen her out the window here.
Her?
Yes, sir. It was some old woman. And she seemed like she was in an awful hurry.
To you, to the thousands of smokers who are changing to L&M every day, to the millions who now smoke L&M, here is your assurance.
L&M gives superior filtration because of its superior filter, superior taste because of L&M's superior tobaccos.
Yes, L&M tobaccos are tasty, full of flavor, and light, and mild.
And L&M's superior filter is the purest tip that ever touched your lips. It's white, all white. Truly the miracle tip, because when it's added to L&M's superior tobacco, it actually tones up the taste, actually improves your enjoyment of this great cigarette.
Yes, L&M's got everything. Superior taste, superior tobacco, superior filter. That's why it's America's best filter tip cigarette. Try L&M today.
Hello.
Where is he?
Are you looking for Doc?
They told me he was here. The man at the stable did. They said the doctor brought him here.
You mean Nip Cullors?
Where is he?
Well, Doc's working on him in the back room there. He got shot.
I know he got shot.
Here, now, wait a minute.
Oh. You're the marshal, ain't you?
Who is she, ma'am?
We'd all like to know that. Who are you, ma'am?
I'm Nettie Beecher. Now, let me go, marshal. I got to see him.
He's not gonna die.
You sure?
Well, I thought maybe you'd come to finish him off.
No, I come to see him and tell him I'm sorry. I got mad when I said he was going to get married.
Oh? Well, were you engaged to him or something?
Well, I thought I was. I've been with him 20 years, cleaning his house, cooking his food, raising his kids, nursing his old crippled ma. And all them years, he kept saying he'd get married again when his ma died.
You thought he meant you?
Well, who else would have him? Him and his crazy ways. I didn't believe it when he said some girl here was going to marry him. I didn't believe a word of it.
Nettie, I'm the girl he was talking about.
No, well, I'm right, ain't I? A girl like you marrying him?
I told him no.
If you didn't believe it, why did you shoot him?
Oh, I didn't aim to kill him. I only wanted to hurt him some.
But why?
Because he never looked at me. 20 years and he never once looked at me. But I'm sorry now. And that's why I come here.
What's going on in here?
Now, we'll tell you later, Doc. Right now, this lady would like to see Colors. Can she come in?
Well, does she have to?
Yeah, she has to.
All right, but you come with her. I don't want any trouble in there. There he is, lady.
Mr. Colors. Nip.
Well, what in tarnation are you doing here?
Well, I'm sorry I done it.
Well, you done it?
It is me.
You shot me?
Made me mad, you're going off trying to marry some other woman.
He made you mad? Why?
After 20 years waiting, you asked me that?
What? You've been waiting for me?
Ever since I come to work for you, after your wife died.
Why, you never told me that, Nettie.
Ain't for a woman to speak up.
Well, you sure never did. Till tonight. Boy, you sure spoke up tonight.
There comes a time when a woman has to, Nip.
Hold your tongue for 20 years and then blow me up with a shotgun? Well, you're quite a woman, Nettie. Funny. I never noticed that.
You ain't looked at me in 20 years.
I'm looking at you now.
Doc.
Yes?
There isn't going to be any trouble.
No.
Come on.
Well, what happened?
Oh, they're talking, Kitty.
Well, of course they're talking. What about?
Well, let's say that you just lost yourself a bridegroom.
Well, I can't say I'm sorry. But you know something, Matt?
What?
I lost him to a pretty good woman.
And now our star, William Conrad.
Thank you, George. You know what I like about L&M's is they're mild and mighty easy on the draw. When you get right down to it, no filter stacks up with L&M's pure white miracle tip for quality or effectiveness. Darn good smoke. See for yourself. L&M stands out from all the rest.
Gunsmoke, produced and directed by Norman McDonald, stars William Conrad as Matt Dillon, U.S. Marshal. Our story was specially written for Gunsmoke by John Meston, with music composed and conducted by Rex Corey. Sound patterns by Tom Hanley and Bill James. Featured in the cast were John Daner, Michael Ann Barrett, and Virginia Gregg. Harley Bear is Chester, Howard McNear is Doc, and Georgia Ellis is Kitty. Put a smile in your smoking. Next time you buy cigarettes, stop. Remember, Only Chesterfield is made the modern way, with Accuray. This amazing quality detective electronically checks and controls the making of your Chesterfield, giving a uniformity and smoking quality never possible before. For the first time, you get a perfect smoke column from end to end. From the first puff to the last puff, Chesterfield smokes smoother. Chesterfield smokes cooler. Chesterfield is best for you. Next time you buy cigarettes, stop. Remember, Chesterfield is made the modern way with Accuray.
Put a smile in your smoking, just give them a try. Light up a Chesterfield, they satisfy.
Remember, listen again next week for another transcribed story of the Western frontier. It's America growing west in the 1870s. It's Gunsmoke, brought to you by L&M Filters.
I'm sorry our fishing trip turned out this way, eh, boy? But we can't go back to San Francisco until we know this girl is safe.
Have Gun, Will Travel. Starring Mr. John Daner as Paladin. San Francisco, 1875, the Carlton Hotel, headquarters of a man called Paladin.
Mr. Paladin?
Hey, boy.
Lisa.
Well, what in the devil is all that you're carrying?
Oh, it's camping equipment. I come in, please.
Well, yes, come on in.
Oh, thank you. Gee. Oh. Yeah, hey, boy, tired.
I don't doubt it, but why in the world do you have all that equipment?
Oh, it's very necessary for a fishy trip, Mr. Paladin.
Well, we certainly don't need all that.
Oh, yes, sir. Man in store, I tell hey boy he need many things.
Oh, the man of the store. Hmm. Well, did you tell him that we were only going for 1 week?
Oh, yes, sir. That hey boy get time off from job that you promised to take me, and that it's very happy time.
But may I remind you that besides two saddle horses, we're only taking one pack horse.
Oh? Too much equipment, huh?
Oh, much too much.
Do a hay boy have to leave some?
You'll have to leave a lot. All we need are a couple of saddle blankets, cooking gear, some fishing line, and a few hooks.
Oh.
And the rest is up to the fish when they see the worms.
Worms? Yeah. Little wiggly worms?
That's right. We use them for bait.
Yeah. Hey boy, not like little wiggly worm.
Well, there's one other way to catch fish, hey boy.
Oh, yes, sir? How?
Well, you find yourself a nice rock out in the middle of the stream, see?
Mm-hmm.
And you crouch on it like a cat. And be still. Shh. Very still.
Oh, yes, sir. Then what?
Then, after a couple of hours, you might see a fish. Oh. And when you do, you take a deep breath, dive into that icy stream, and swim after him.
Huh?
If you're lucky and can hold your breath long enough, you may catch a fish.
Hmm. Mr. Paladin?
Yes?
Hey, boy, use little wiggly worm.
That's a warning signal for all drivers.
And that can be a warning signal for drowsy drivers on long, monotonous trips. You see, driving can make you drowsy no matter how much sleep you get. And driving and dozing just don't mix. Why take chances? Take no-doze, stay-awake tablets. Millions of times a year, safe no-doze keeps drivers awake and alert, helps you bounce back so that you feel sharp, ready for any emergency. How does no-doze do it? Ask your doctor. He'll tell you that no-doze contains a safe and accurate amount of caffeine, the same refreshing stimulant you get in your coffee or tea. But safe no-doze acts faster, is handier and more reliable. Best of all, it is not habit-forming. And no-doze is so safe, it is legally sold on a national basis without a prescription. Get no-doze stay-awake tablets to help you stay awake and alert. It could save your life.
Hey Boy and I left San Francisco and traveled south into the Santa Lucia Mountains. The wild beauty of this part of California was magnificent to see. The great jagged cliffs rising toward the sky and then suddenly slashing off and dropping into the crashing surf of the Pacific far below. The heavy, untamed forest growing to the very brink of the cliffs. We turned inland and rode deep into the Santa Lucias, searching for the mountain streams that would afford the best fishing. And soon we had a comfortable camp set up. The next morning, Hey Boy was up with the sun and standing on the bank of the stream, fishing. By 10 o'clock, he still hadn't had a strike. Hey Boy. Hey Boy, don't you want to eat some breakfast?
Shh. What? Hey Boy, catch your fish.
Well, now, look here. We'll be here a whole week, and so will the fish.
Hey, boy, you's wiggly worm, just like you say, but still he no catchy fish.
Well, you know what I think. I think you frightened the fish away, standing there staring at that stream the way you are.
Yo, hey, boy, wait long time to go on fishy trip with you. Now I catch a fishy.
Yes. What was that?
Oh, sound like a lady scream, Mr. Paladin.
Come on.
Mr. Paladin!
You there! Leave that girl alone. You hear me? I said leave her alone.
You hit Carlos. Kill. I will kill.
Oh, no, you don't.
Gringo. Dirty gringo.
Hey, Mr. Paladin, he have knife.
You will die, gringo, with a knife.
Don't you try it. All right. Why do you harm this girl?
I must kill her. You must let me kill her.
I said, why do you harm this girl?
Go. I go now. You will turn Carlos loose.
You come back here. Come back.
Please, let him go. Don't go after him.
Are you all right?
Yes. Yes, I think so.
Who are you?
Marlene Carter.
What's this all about? What happened?
Well, I was rounding up stray cattle when Carlos came up and tried to kill me.
You know this boy?
Yes.
Why would he try to kill you?
I don't know. He's like a wild, crazy animal.
How far do you live from here?
About a mile.
Hey, boy. Get our things together. We better see that she gets home all right.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, mister.
Again this fall, we citizens of the United States have the chance to demonstrate to the rest of the world the vigor of our free institutions. But if past history be a guide, an appallingly large percentage of Americans will not vote in the presidential election. In the present critical world situation, and with economic problems at home, men of the highest skill and capacity are needed. The caliber of the officials we elect depends on the thoughtful choice of the people. Participate in this fall's elections. Contribute to your party or candidate. Work for your choices. Make sure you're registered. Then be sure to take your turn at the voting booth in November. During the months ahead, right through the excitement of election night,
CBS News will report all campaign developments fairly, impartially, completely, to help you make your decision intelligently, to make you a fully informed voter this November.
Marlene Carter's ranch was hidden in a small valley, and the heavily wooded forest came almost to the back of the house. Its tangled undergrowth capable of hiding many things. Its darkness, lonely, and sinister. We were met in the front yard by an ageless Mexican woman who was introduced as Toleta. Briefly, Marlene explained what had happened, and Toleta looked at me, her black eyes strange and piercing. Marlene insisted we stay for coffee, and after the first cup, Hey Boy went outside to water the horses. By this time, the girl had recovered sufficiently to talk freely.
Toleta and I run this ranch by ourselves, Mr. Paladin.
Just the two of you?
That's right. My mother died when I was born, and my father died just last year. Toleta's all I have left. She's been like a mother to me all my life.
But don't you have someone here to help you? Ranch hands?
No. This place is a long way from any town, Mr. Paladin.
Oh.
And the men you can get aren't the most desirable. I hired a couple of men once. As soon as they found out Toleta and I lived here alone, they began to get ideas. Toleta had to run them off with a shotgun.
Yeah, I see.
Besides, I only run a small herd, and I can handle cattle about as good as any man.
Well, I'm sure you can, but it seems that handling cattle isn't your only problem. What about Carlos?
Oh, it's terrible. Terrible thing.
Who is he?
Mr. Paladin, Carlos Martinez was raised right here, right on this ranch.
Oh?
My father always treated him like, well, like he was my brother. We grew up together. Carlos was always kind and good. Until about 2 years ago.
What happened?
Well, there was an accident.
Accident?
He was breaking a horse. The horse threw him. Carlos fractured his skull. We thought he was going to die, but he didn't. Maybe, oh, it's a horrible thing to say, but maybe it would have been better if he had.
Why would you say that?
When he got well, he wasn't the same.
How do you mean?
Well, he just, sometimes he'd get kind of wild. It was frightening. My father couldn't control him. Nobody could. Then one day he just disappeared. That was over a year ago.
And you hadn't seen him again until today?
Only once when we buried Dad. We saw him lurking in the woods. Toleta tried to go out and talk to him, but he looked at her kind of wild and ran off. Oh, Toleta, did Mr. Paladin's friend find his way around?
Si. He's still watering the horses. More coffee, senor?
Yes, thank you, Toleta. I still don't understand why he'd want to kill you, Marlene. You say Carlos was raised on this ranch. He almost got killed by a horse, which seemed to hurt his mind and turn him into some kind of an animal.
He is not an animal.
Toleta.
He is a man with feelings and gentleness and hurts, just like you and just like me.
Toleta.
I raised him just as I raised Senorita Marlene. I rocked him to sleep when he was a child, and I cried over him when he was sick.
Please, Toleta, I didn't tell
him.
There
is nothing to hide. Senor Paladin should know that Carlos Martinez is my son.
I sat and looked at Toleta. In her eyes, I could see the pain and torture. The heartache of a mother who has had to stand helplessly by and watch a thing she loves, a part of herself, her own son, turn into a savage. Without another word, she turned and silently left the room.
I'm sorry, Mr. Paladin. I should have told you Carlos was Toledo's son.
Well, I should have guessed. Yeah. This must hurt her very deeply.
More than anyone knows. Sometimes at night I hear her rocking in the chair on the porch, singing a little Spanish lullaby. The one she used to sing to Carlos and me a long time ago. Well,
can't something be done? I mean, couldn't he be put somewhere and given treatment?
Where? There's nothing around here, even if he could be caught.
Well, what about the doctors? What do they say?
All the same thing. Nothing can be done for him.
Well, still, it seems that...
Mr. Paladin! Mr. Paladin?
What is it, hey boy? What's wrong?
Big man, sir. One who tried to kill young lady. He outside.
What?
Yes, sir. I see him in woods back of house. He see hey boy. He run.
Are you sure?
Oh, yes, sir. Very sure.
He's come back, Mr. Paladin. What'll I do?
I don't know. But I do know you and Toledo can't stay here alone. Do you have an extra room?
Yes, I do.
All right, then. For your protection, Marlene, hey boy and I are going to stay here tonight.
And now, here are Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy.
Bergen, when I'm old enough to drive, can I have a car?
Not unless you learn to care for it properly, Charlie.
Oh, I'm a genius with a monkey wrench. The kids in our block say if Charlie can't fix your car, there's something wrong with it.
Yeah. Now, suppose you have a car.
Yeah, let's make it a Corvette. A conservative red with yellow stripes.
The color is not important. But if it's any GM car or truck, you should take it to your General Motors dealer for service.
Oh, sure, I know.
Oh? And what do you ask for?
Have a credit?
No. Guardian maintenance. Do you know what guardian maintenance means?
It's the story of my life. Like you are my guardian and I maintain you.
No, Charlie. Guardian maintenance is expert service performed by GM-trained servicemen who have the proper tools and the factory-approved parts to do the job right. And it's available to owners of Chevrolet cars and trucks, Pontiacs, Oldsmobiles, Buicks, Cadillacs, and GMC trucks.
And red Corvettes with yellow stripes.
Mr. Paladin, you want a cup of coffee, too?
No, thank you, boy.
Yeah, hey, boy, not like fishy trip. Want to go back to San Francisco?
Yeah. I'm sorry it turned out this way, hey boy, but we can't go back just now.
No, somebody have unhappy doggy?
No, that's a coyote, hey boy. There's a full moon tonight, so you'll hear a lot of them.
No, not a good sound. Make hey boy spine tickle.
Yeah. I think I'll go take a look around outside before turning in. I'll be back in a few minutes.
Yes, sir. Oh, you be careful, Mr. Paladin. Big crazy man may be waiting outside to kill you. Remember, he have knife.
I'll remember.
Mr. Paladin.
Huh? Oh, Marlene? I thought you were in bed.
I was, but I heard Toledo.
Toledo?
She's on the porch again, rocking and singing. Come here by the window. She knows Carlos is around. I think she wants him to hear her.
She shouldn't be out there alone.
I know.
I'm going out.
I'll go with you. The moon is bright tonight, Toledo.
See, you should be in bed, little one.
And Toledo, you mind if I look around a little? I think it might be a good idea.
I cannot control your actions, Senor Paladin.
Perhaps it'd be better if you and Marlene went back into the house.
No. We will wait on the porch for you, Senor Paladin. Then we will all go back in the house.
All right. As you wish.
Mr. Paladin, are you hurt?
A knife in my back. Oh. Get away. And get back to the house.
No, I can't leave you.
I told you I would be back.
Carlos!
The knife. It is good. No.
Carlos, don't.
I will kill him, then I will kill you.
Carlos, don't. Please,
Carlos.
Don't.
Carlos,
your mother calls you.
I have no mother.
Did you not hear me sing the lullaby? Was that not the song your mother used to sing to you?
See, that is so.
But you were singing to this one. You were not singing to me. Always you sing to her, and she has taken you from me. She has taken you from me, so I have no mother.
Listen to me, Carlos.
No. No, I will kill them. I will kill them both.
No, Carlos. I have Mr. Paladin's gun. So you stand back. You just stand back.
No. No, I must kill.
No, Carlos, don't! Don't! Oh! My son. Carlos. Carlos.
She shot me. She killed me.
Oh, Carlos. I'm sorry, Carlos. I couldn't help it. I couldn't help it.
She took you. She took my mother from me.
No, Carlos. Never did that happen. Never.
Was it so? Were you truly singing for me?
It is true. Only for you. Carlos. Carlos. Oh, my son.
Oh, Toledo. I'm sorry.
It is all right, my child. He will be happy now.
Come in. Ah, Miss Wong.
Better now, Mr. Paladin, the bad wound all healed up.
Oh, yes, I feel fine, thank you. Oh, doctor says I'll be up by tomorrow.
Oh, you very sick when Hayboy bring you back from trip.
By the way, where is Hayboy? I haven't seen him for 2 days.
Oh, he go all over. Try to sell camping, fishing things he bought to go on trip.
Oh, I see. You mean he doesn't like fishing after all,
No,
huh?
Sir. Hey, boy, say he never leave San Francisco again. He say too many things happen.
Well, this fishing trip was a little unusual.
Oh, it's a. Hey, boy, also say it's too easy to catch fish.
Too easy?
Too easy.
Hey, boy, said that?
Yes, a. He say he catch big fish first time he put line in water.
Big fish?
Big fish.
How big?
Oh, about this big.
That big?
That big.
Miss Wong, do you know what?
Yes, a. Hey, boy, tell Missy Wong big fishy story.
You are so very right.
I remember something you said to me long time ago.
Oh, what was that?
Isa, you say, use discretion. So when hey, boy, talk about fish, Missy Wong let eyes get very large. Listen with mouth open.
Ah, I see.
Oh, hey, boy, have such good audience. He take Missy Wong for a walk in the moonlight. Oh, but pretty soon, he forget about fish.
Miss Wong, hey, boy may not know it, but he's the fish that swallowed the hook.
Pepsi-Cola refreshes without filling. Why? Because it's truly light.
Charlie, you're forgetting something.
Wait, Kay, there's more. Yes, ice-cold Pepsi is the delicious refreshment that goes great at a picnic or a party.
But, Charlie...
And Pepsi goes fast. People like it, so keep plenty handy. There.
Oh, you did fine, except for one thing.
Well, I mentioned lightness and how Pepsi refreshes and how fast it goes.
You left out Pepsi sociability. You know the Be Sociable song.
But, Kay, I can't sing.
I can. Listen.
Be sociable. Look smart. Keep up to date with Pepsi. Drink light, refreshing Pepsi. Stay young and fair and debonair. Be sociable. Have a Pepsi.
Well, at least I can say this. Pick up an extra carton of Pepsi today.
Please do.
Have gun, will travel.
created by Herb Meadow and Sam Rolfe, is produced and directed in Hollywood by Frank Paris and stars John Daner as Paladin, with Ben Wright as Hayboy and Virginia Gregg as Miss Wong. Tonight's story was specially written for Have Gun, Will Travel by Ray Kemper. Featured in the cast were Ann Whitfield, Vic Perrin, and Lillian Baeff. This is Hugh Douglas inviting you to join us again next week when CBS Radio presents Have Gun, Will Travel.